The Congo snake lives in several environments, from urban environments where there are trees to the forest. It's arboreal, that means it lives in trees. You wouldn't hardly see it on the ground unless it is forced to be on the ground, like if a branch is broken or cut, it is disturbed and it falls to the ground, then it will try to escape and get back up into the tree. They are harmless. They are boa constrictor type snakes, which mean they strangle their prey and then consume them. They have a very small head but a very big body. They're non-venomous. If in protecting themselves, they may bite, but they don't have fangs and venom. They just have a lot of rows of teeth, and they may leave some in your hand or wherever. They may bite you, although we don't want people to get next to them and disturb them. So the snake is harmless. It's one that we've seen around, and I think what we need to do is promote in our education system on the natural history of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and that I think we need to see what we have, to value what we have and know what we have. So if somebody encounters a snake that is different than what we have, we'll be able to be alerted and get to it as soon as possible.